recruited as a Boy Scout, and now a sissy becomes a Girl Scout, trying to rip and lift and shift styles of mine.
And it's, of course, a very deep, booming voice, which is mine. It's just after 9 o'clock p.m., and after some harrowing adventures that involve the host of theme party being chased by ninja all over this fine land, we finally made it to the studio. Of course, it's Friday night, and it's theme party. Theme party comes to you every Friday night from 9 o'clock p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. on Kill Radio. Kill Radio, of course, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. You can listen to us online at killradio.org. Kill Radio is progressive politics, computer nerds, and music dorkery combined, much in the same fashion that the Constructicons are combined. Only instead of destroying Autobots, we just sit around and drink mostly. But we also protest, which is good. But I'm talking specifically about theme party. Tonight's show is something that is desperately required for so many men. Tonight our show is called Pickup. And it's really inspired by an event that Kiss My Fist will be relating later. But first, we just want to say it's devoted to every creepy pickup line you've ever received by some guy who just doesn't seem to understand that he's freaking you out. It's devoted to every fake nice guy who really isn't nice at all, he's just a pussy. It's devoted to every time someone starts a successful Mac and then just goes about 4,000 miles too far until they're giving you their entire life story, kind of like I'm doing right now. We're not going to do this for you yet, though. What we're going to do first is we're going to make you listen to some kick-ass music. In the background, you're hearing something from the Cowboy Bebop, the movie soundtrack. The song is called Bee Waltz. And I am Religible Ross Lincoln. When I return, I'll be here with my lovely co-host, Kyle MCDC, and of course, DJ Kiss My Fist. Now I command you, in the name of me, to listen to this song and worship theme party.
your blankets and save me. Over and over and over and over you played me. Afraid of rejection, the places we went that defaced me. Over and over and over and over you saved me. I wanted you back. Regretful, true.
That was so very wonderful. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Hello.
I'm not going to insult the Spanish language with my butchering of it. The last song you heard was a fantastic song called SOS, originally by a group that I like to call ABBA because that's their name. And it was covered by Erasure in 1992 on the ABBA-esque EP. And it's fantastic. They recorded four videos for all four songs on the EP. I believe the songs were SOS, Voulez-Vous, Lay Your Love on Me, and of course Take a Chance on Me, which has the worst crappy reggae hip-hop part ever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there was just like Vogue in
England. They should have done Fernando.
I
like that song.
They did a live version of Fernando, and they did a live version of Gimme Gimme Gimme. In parentheses, A Man After Midnight.
Oh.
That's actually the name of the song. You know what was funny is I in a dream the other day, I dreamed that I was singing Gimme 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 A Man After Midnight, and I don't know why. I'll shut up
what
now.
What could that mean?
It means a lot of things.
How strange. How unexpected of you.
Shut it. point is, the song was SOS. One of my favorite ABBA songs,
That's
as it turns out.
That's a good one.
I agree. Before that, we heard a song by a band that I saw last night at Tangiers, and they were kick-ass, and they're very nice people, too, if they're listening. No, they're playing a show right now, so they can't possibly listen, but they're very nice people. They're called the Coral Sea. If you're curious to know more about them, you can check out their MySpace account, which is myspace.com/thecoralsea. I'm not going to describe them because you just heard what they sound like. But
did they have live strings there?
Yes, they did have live strings.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. I had a CD around here because I was going to read from it. Where did I put that CD down? I'll come back to it in a minute. The point is, the song is called Look at Her Face. It's actually the first song from that record, and I highly recommend it. It's available now on an indie label. They're a band out of Santa Barbara, actually, so you know, if you're going to be in Santa Barbara or you're from Santa Barbara...
So they're just visiting this weekend.
Yeah, well, they have... Actually, they come down here frequently. They're going to be back next week at Tangiers as well. Tonight they have a show in the Santa Barbara area. I believe a friend of mine is going to be up there. Anyway, they're really cool. And that song is the first one, like I said. It's one of my favorite. There's another song I'll probably play later because they are fucking awesome and I want them to have people listen to them. Before that, we heard a song by Hi-Posey, a Japanese group. The song is called You Are My Music, and it was only available in the States on the Sushi 4004 compilation. Came out in 1999. And we opened the show up with a song from the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack called Bee Waltz. And that is enough of me babbling about music. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
You know.
Stuff.
People, tonight, our theme is the pickup. And if you want to join us in conversation, you can, of course, IMS our AOL Instant Messenger ID is Theme Party Radio. You could also call us at 213-252-0998. Let's talk brass tacks. Kiss my fist. You kind of inspired this theme.
Yes.
Dare I say. You want to lead us up? You want to explain? Take us on a trip down your personal memory lane?
Well, last night we had a ladies' night out, and we wanted to go somewhere where there's dancing but no cover. So we went to the beauty bar, and it was me and MC17 and my subletter roommate, who happens to be a working model. So, of course, she's, you know, gorgeous and all. So we go out, and everyone, like every guy, is staring at her, of course. And I'm not, you know, one to be like all jealous or whatever. It's like she's a model, so like that's her job. So
her job is to go get drunk at the bar.
No, if people aren't looking at her and she's a model, that would be that would be kind of sad, you know. So, you know, I have no problem with like being out with someone like gorgeous and having all the boys look at her. But the real problem that I had was she doesn't take modeling like extremely seriously. Like she doesn't think it, there's like, she doesn't want to be a model for all her life. She doesn't want to act. She just kind of wants to, she doesn't know what she wants to do, but she wants to like go out and be silly. And so we were all dancing like gangbusters, and we were the only three people dancing for a while. But then some people start dancing and we're just like going crazy. And this guy comes up to me, when I wasn't dancing, and you know, I'm thinking, oh, there's this cute guy. He's going to talk to me.
Right.
And, he's like, you know, your friend, I really like her, but she just keeps ignoring me.
What did he look like?
He was cute. Like, he had sideburns, and,
what was he wearing?
Like a jacket.
Wow.
Like
thank
a
you
brown
for being
leather jacket
whoa,
and
whoa,
a
whoa,
shirt.
Quit being so specific.
Brown leather jacket and shirt. I don't know. This is the point.
He was a Hollywood douchebag.
He was not.
Wait, a brown leather jacket
Let
and
me
what
tell
kind of
the
shirt
story.
Underneath it?
Just like a...
It doesn't matter is the point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to get a definition.
He wasn't a douche. I mean, he was a douche, but he wasn't a like West Hollywood like player boy douche by any means. He seemed very shy and lame at the art of the pickup. But, you know, I'm like, oh, well, she just wants to dance. You know, like, she doesn't... I didn't say she doesn't want to stop dancing, which she came here to do, to, like... have some guy be like, ooh, I like you, blah, blah. Like, she didn't come
here
to talk.
I almost think you were too nice to him. My reaction to that, if I were in the same situation, would have been, why are you telling me leave?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, I don't mind, like, being out and having with a friend and having, like, all the guys be, you know, staring at her and, like, trying to pick her up. But just because I'm the, you know, like, the uglier, pimply friend doesn't mean I'm who like is less hot doesn't make me her pimp and in charge of her. It's like if you want to talk to a girl, you go talk to her. You don't be like, I'm so sad, I don't, she's ignoring me. It's like maybe I want to talk to boys too, and you know,
well, yeah.
Maybe I don't want to like field your questions all evening. It's like when I go out and I'm with my friends and they have problems or they're upset, of course I'll listen to their problems because they're my friends, but what do I care about, like, some random stranger? It's a pair, man.
See, the funny thing about that story is it does sound like this guy is a major pussy. But that's a technique. That's actually like one of those douchebag player kind of things to do. They'll go up to a girl and be like, hey, yeah, your friend's cute, but she won't talk to me. Ha, ha, ha. Maybe they won't quite.
Well, it wasn't like that.
Well, I realize it wasn't like that. But, I mean, that's actually a really common thing. Guys.
Oh, to, like, talk to the girl he's talking to?
Yeah, if the girl you're trying to talk to won't give you the time of day, go to one of her friends and try to kiss your ass in through that way. It's a really creepy macho guy thing, and I can't very obviously this guy sounds like a major douche or he just wasn't good at the technique, but either way he was either a pussy or one of those lame player guys who thinks that if he kisses the ass of the friend and you just want to kind of like you should have just turned and goes, I'm not a sex negotiator.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to, like,
it's
dictate
like if you
terms
like someone, go talk to them. Or
yeah,
it's like she was dancing, so start dancing.
Well,
you know?
When he said, but she won't talk to me, you should have said, that's probably because she doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, right.
I mean, guys who try that move need to have their feelings hurt cruelly, as far as I'm concerned. Well,
it's like, I'm there too, man, you know? Like, just like the conduit to my hot model roommate, you know?
Well, that's the thing that's pissing me off the worst. It's not like you're a lump of disgusting, moldy cheese. You know what I mean? I bet you were
Even
looking
if
all
I
good
was,
last night.
Like, why do I want to, like, hear that all night, you know?
Well, yeah, of course. I'll
hear it all night.
Oh, well, there were, like, a couple people, but he's just kind of, like, moping around all night.
Oh, what a pussy. Guys, seriously, first of all, you will never get laid if you have to have her. It's not like elementary school where you give her friend a note that says, would you like to give me a blowjob? Check yes for no. Or check yes or no. I mean, it doesn't work. Second of all, it's really insulting to the girl that you talk to when you go to her to tell her how hot her friend is and how much you want to meet her.
Right.
So at least throw a bone of complimentariness. Like, I didn't see you
well,
here
he
before.
Did say, he said, you guys are the only action in here because everyone else is standing around looking bored and you guys are the fun.
Because
we were the fun, man. We danced for 3 hours. We started the dancing. And I'm like, that's right.
Still,
we are the fun.
Word. Still, he should have got up there and put himself out there and been interesting rather than just sad.
Yeah.
And Kyle MCDC, you have anything you'd like to add to this?
Well, if I did, I would have said it.
Okay, well, just way to shoot me down there, buddy.
I don't know. What
Thanks
what?
A lot. Well, okay, I don't have anything more to add than that. Except, Guy, if you're listening, don't pull that bullshit anymore. Just walk up. And it's a bar, so you can't exactly talk to her on the dance floor.
Other thing about that is assuming that if a girl wants to go out dancing, it's really just an excuse to like go out and meet guys. You know, sometimes.
Well, I mean,
sometimes a girl is literal. If she wants to, if she says, "Let's go out dancing," she means let's go out dancing.
Yeah, and but this is where I'm going to have to say, that's true. But 99 times out of 100, you're going out and you're open to meeting somebody who's cute and meets your standards. The fact is, if you're single out of the town and, and there are other single people around, the truth is, if she just wanted... I mean, obviously, you're having a girl's night out. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, it's not necessarily an offensive thing for somebody to come and talk to you.
No, yeah.
The moral of the story here is the guy was being a pathetic loser about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that, like, he why didn't he just go to meet school? The technique is not to walk up to a friend and be a sad, sad pussy. Mm-hmm. The technique is to do that thing where you make, where you kind of make eye contact with each other a couple of times from across the bar. Mm-hmm. You do the thing so you sit so you can kind of see them and see if they look at you. Then you look back at them and then...
Well, and he was there... See, he wasn't there alone or anything. He was there with a couple of friends who, like, everyone kind of eventually started dancing. Like, he could have just been, like, dancing and hanging out with his friends near us, and we all could have joined up. And it turns out she actually gave her phone number to his female friend to hang out because they were talking for a while.
Burn!
Wait.
You just brought up... You're telling me that he was there with a female friend.
Yes.
Which is automatically, like... That's like a pussy door jam right there. I don't mean to be so crass about
pussy
it.
Pussy door jam?
Yeah, that's like having a fucking shoe in the door of getting laid. If you, if you're there with a female friend, thus demonstrating that you're not a creep who doesn't have any female friends, and she's making friends with the girl you want to make friends with, you don't... Oh, it's so pathetic. The technique is to go and talk to your friend while she's talking to the girl, thus showing that you're the homie kind of guy that is friends with her, and the three of you have a big laugh, and you're cute and not creepy. Oh, what a moron!
Yeah, he just... He could have just kind of, like, brought himself into the group casually.
I agree.
And less scarily. So
you're preaching gospel to me, girl.
It was just lame. It just brought up... And that's happened to me a bunch of times before, like, a couple years ago. In college, when I was hanging out with the sad frat boys who were, like, the anti-frat, they were like, "We don't know any girls. Bring some girls over." And we'd always just, like, hang out and, like, play pool together. It was just, it was very strange. But
so basically, they were lesbians, and you were their tomboy.
Yeah. And they, there was one who was always in love with this girl. And he's like, "What should I do? Where should I take her on a date? I don't know what to do. Help me, help me." And it's just like, maybe I came here because I might have a crush on some of you guys too, you know. Fuck off. I don't know. Like, just, I don't know, dinner? Like, a movie? You know? He's like, "Where should I take her to dinner?" I'm like, "I've been in LA for like 3 months. I don't know." You know? Like, you grew up here. What? Stop being so sad. You don't know how to ask a girl on a date. So, yeah, that's happened many a time.
Oh, how sorry I am to hear that. DJ from Roseanne, what do you think?
About just pickup?
Well,
yeah.
the story that she just told about the pathetic guy that that had no game whatsoever.
I missed most of that story.
Brief recap. Sure, at the bar last night, there's a guy there seeing them bring the fun, and he has a thing for Erica's friend. And the thing he does is go up to Erica and go, "I really like your friend, but she won't talk to me."
That's just so very, "Do you like me? Check yes."
Oh, that's
and having
a,
your friend
that's
pass
what Ross
a note.
Said.
That's, oh.
I actually had... Well, I was on the receiving end of this once. We were accidentally at a film or a sitcom taping of some short-lived show with the adult Urkel.
Ew.
And it was hell on earth. And we wanted to get out of there. So we just kind of like blew it off and started talking to the lighting guys. And then the lighting guy went up to my roommate and was like, "Can you, I think he gave her like a note with, or he gave his phone number on a piece of paper to my roommate to have her give to me."
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
That's
like,
so
40-year-old lighting guy just passed my roommate a note.
That is fantastic.
I'm like, okay.
Well, let me ask you a question. Was he working?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's the only
time. No, but I was nearby too. He could have just given it to me.
True, but maybe he thought that Kind of like how if you pour poison in the river, by the time it gets to the ocean, it's kind of diluted. Maybe he thought the creep out of that move would be diluted.
You're a 40-year-old man. What are you doing? Come on.
Yeah. It just makes, if he's, I don't know. I think the whole, I've gotten notes passed to me, I mean for me, and I think it's creepy. From like 40-year-old men.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah, at the bookstore, it was kind of icky.
Oh, the bookstore.
What?
Oh,
do tell.
Oh, I was just like at Borders with my ex-boyfriend at the time.
Which ex?
Not you know who.
Oh, okay.
I was just there, you know, doing the magazine thing. You get a big stack and you read them for free because you don't buy Us Weekly.
That's true. The only problem is when you look at porn, you can't beat off.
No, but I don't like to look at porn in front of like gaping strangers. I don't really.
Well, neither do I. That was porn, a really awful joke. Go. Yeah. Tell
but
the story
anyway,
a little
so
one.
Like this kind of icky, weaselly, scrawny, greasy looking guy comes up and he's like, oh, I think there's something on this page you might want to see. And he's like,
oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, but he was ugly.
Yeah.
But and then he put a post-it note with his name and number. Hi, I think you're really cute. If you're interested, give me a call. I mean, it was totally unobtrusive. It's just I was so unattracted to him. And even so, I mean, even if I thought he was cute, I'd feel really weird calling his number because it's like, so you think I'm cute? I think you're cute.
Interesting.
Let's do cute things.
Well, you know, that can sort of work, although I think you have to be a little more like... Now, the bookstore is a bad place. This reminds me of the time Angie and I were
Isn't
at the bookstore.
It? Is it?
Well,
couldn't it be hot? It
I told a guy I was a lesbian once at a bookstore because he pissed me off.
I'm with
kids.
He was icky.
What did he do?
He came on to me in an icky way.
Yes, but we
I don't remember, honestly. I just remember getting really pissed off. I mean, this was like 15 years ago or something, so...
It was a long time. Well, this reminds me, and Kiss My Fist, you might be right, that the bookstore is, theoretically, it's a great place, especially for people like us. There are books, there are cute people shopping.
It means people read.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's such an obvious place to meet cute, smart people, and there are guys that just go there trolling for, like, nerd pussy.
Really?
Really? Once I was at the store there, I was at Skylight with Angie, DJ without a DJ name, And while she
isn't that someone's DJ name already?
No, there's DJ Endless and Nickname.
Wasn't there a DJ name? No, I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, back to the beat, y'all. We're at the bookstore, and she's in the travel section, just sort of looking over books. And this guy comes up, and she's like, sort of like, you know how bookshelves are in little tiny bookstores, and she's kind of on the left edge of one of the shelves before the aisle starts, and she scoots over just maybe like 6 inches, and this guy just sort of comes out of the walls like some kind of like creep ninja and just immediately morphs next to her really close, and she kind of looks up and she scoots over and then he turns around and goes, hey, are you Italian?
What?
And the thing is, Angie's Vietnamese, so she turns and goes, no. And he's like, oh, I just thought by the texture of your skin. Hi, I'm Roger, whatever his name was. And he starts...
By the texture of your skin.
I can't... It was
Roger.
It wasn't quite that cheesy, but I was right there when it happened. And I'm just like... And Angie just has this look on her face like, am I getting hit on? It was the most awkward moment. It was sad, too, but that's the thing. When you hit on someone while they're shopping, that's the one time when their mind really is on something else.
Unless they're trolling like those, you know, those singles night places where...
Yeah, like singles night at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah, or singles night at grocery store or something like that.
Exactly
my
point.
They have singles night at the grocery store?
They did in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, they're doing it again.
They go out into their car and do it unprotectedly.
Well, they're starting to do it again. There was a Walmart somewhere in the South that was doing it, and all the Christians in the town complained about it, so they discontinued it.
What, hooking people
up?
No,
it was
like,
no, it was like a singles night at Walmart. Just real briefly, we'll save the Walmart store for when we come back. More inept pickups in a couple of seconds. First, ladies and germs, we're going to play some music for you. And to that end, Kyle MCDC, did you want to start with some music?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk about even more hilarious and inept pickup lines. We're going to talk about assholes and creeps, and at some point tonight, we are going to talk about my least favorite pickup of all, the pathetic pussy who pretends to be a nice guy, gets rejected constantly, and then goes, girls don't like nice guys. You are on my list, and you're going to get a cock punching from me, but...
And will you share some of your awkward pickups?
Oh, hells yes, I will. More stories that
maybe
make me...
Maybe we can do a live attempted pickup.
Maybe we will. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Theme Part. If you want to communicate with us via... All right. AOL Instant Messenger ID, Theme Party Radio. You could also call us at 213-252-0998, but don't do that. We're talking. Music. Kyle. Hi.
Say that you're a big jerk. You're the biggest jerk I've ever met.
Get shit, I guess this is what all of ends. Oh shit, I'm all things are going well, but it hasn't turned us as well, has it? Oh shit, crack up some more ball. Oh shit, I'm watching the turn and lost them all. Oh shit, I guess that this time's the time, and it seems to know that my mind don't miss. Oh shit, ah. Shit, I wish I'd known before now. Oh shit, but you were such a cow. Oh shit, I wanna waste in my time. Oh shit, give me time to wish, cause I'm mind faces. Your shit, your shit. Oh shit, I wish I'd known before now. Oh shit, that you were such a fucking cow. Oh shit, I wanna waste in my time. Oh shit, just something which can never be mine. Admit your shit, your shit, your shit. Admit, admit your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit. All the teachers in the pub, passing man a ready rub, trying not to think of when that lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make a difference. The headmaster's had enough today, all the kids have gone away, gone to fight with next door school. Every term that is the rule, sits alone and vents his pain. Same old backsides again, all the small ones tell two tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make sure we go through the days. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes to breaking up, back up the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make it.
And of course, we are back. I command everyone in the room to speak. Speak!
Speak. Speak.
Okay, so everyone say hi.
Hello.
And yes, theme party.
And we've been joined by some new DJs.
Yes, we have.
So this is the pickup show. We're talking about good pickups, bad pickups, basically the art
strange
of the
pickups.
The ladies have a lot more experience with the being badly picked up on. Yeah. And I think you're going to hear some of these stories right now. And if you have some of your own, feel free to IM us at Theme Party right now.
Oh, yeah. Before we go any further, let's talk about what we just listened to, because that's important, too. The last song we heard in the set was Madness, Baggy Trousers. Before that, a song dedicated to a homie of mine who just had a horrible breakup when her boyfriend turned out to be a fuckface. Somebody who could learn from the lessons that we are giving out tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
The song was called Oh Shit. Before that, Kennedy, Turkey Pot Pie. You know, I always forget how good that song is, Turkey Pot Pie.
Good.
It's excellent. And we opened the set up with a...
Sexcellent.
It is. You know, that's a good word for Sextember.
Right, we're still in Sextember.
Yeah, Sextember is about to end next week, and then we'll be fully on in Cockblocktober.
Non-Sextember.
Yeah, exactly.
Sexless-tember.
Brennan Benson was the first song in the set, the song The Pledge. Brennan Benson's kind of weird because he's had sort of an up and down, not up and down, but sort of a, as far as his media profile, it's sort of been sort of almost up and then down and then almost up. And I didn't hear anything from Brennan Benson for years, and it might be because I quit paying attention to it. But I love the album that came out in 1997, I believe it was. You know, the song with the first song from that record's called Tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year and a half ago, suddenly out of nowhere, I started hearing his name again. What was he doing in the intervening years, Kyle?
He made another album. I think this is his third. He's actually made an album with Jack White. So that's probably going to raise his profile up a little bit more when that comes out.
Is he friends with Sufjan Stevens as well?
I don't think so.
For some reason, I'm conflagrating the two of them in my head. It doesn't matter. I'm not picking him up well, which is a lesson that I could learn tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the last set, of course, we talked about the horribleness of Kiss My Fist's recent events. I believe MC17 was witness to some of them. But now I'd like to move on to another and more terrifying thing. Girls, let me ask you a question. Nice guys, quote unquote, who constantly bitch about how girls don't like nice guys. Do you want to give them a cock punch as bad as I do?
I actually have a very strong opinion on this subject.
Let's hear it.
Which is that the whole concept of nice guys is really, really misrepresented by guys themselves.
Yeah.
Like, okay, nice guy has become the label for basically wussy pussy guys, but they're not necessarily nice.
No, of course not.
That's the thing.
Because
like,
they turn bitchy once they get turned down.
Those guys
it's like, that's
last
not nice.
Because they suck and they're wussy pussy guys.
No, yeah, they think.
But they're not especially nice. Most of the ones I've encountered, in fact, are quite. They're so insecure that they're completely self-absorbed. And yeah, they're nice. They talk nice to you, but when it actually comes down to it, most of the quote self-proclaimed nice guys that I know, you know, if they ever had to put themselves out for anyone else, would not.
Oh,
whereas, like, you know, guys who are just secure and are guys, quote unquote, are in general, I think, much nicer people to be around because they're not so obsessed with themselves as, like, nice guys who, you know, have to go around talking about how nice they are and trying to prove it all the time because they can't get girls any other way.
Tell me about it. Let me
yeah,
just...
if you're really... If you have a certain quality about yourself, if it's genuine, you don't talk about it.
Yeah, oh, I like
nice
guys. I just don't like...
Hey, guys, I'm nice.
Exactly.
You know, like,
those are
I
the guys who
say
suck.
That.
They're annoying because of that. But I like genuinely nice people.
Well, yeah, but we're not talking about genuinely nice. You know what? With the guys you're talking about, you know what they remind me of? Those fucking Mensa douchebags who constantly go on and on about how they're a genius, but they work at Walgreens.
Yes.
And you're just like, okay, if you're such a genius, why aren't you out solving theorems? Think about nice guys. Seriously.
Rhombus.
When they say nice, what they mean is guys who don't give a shit about putting any time into their appearance, or guys who don't bother to learn how to talk about things that the girls they meet might be interested in, or more accurately, guys who don't understand the concept of shooting for your type. Like these stupid, like, I hate them so much. Oh! They give guys like me a bad name.
Yes.
They give all, like, non-jock guys a bad name because they it's like these stupid guys that will see some douchebaggy model chick at the bar. And she's obviously not going to go...
Well, we were just talking about that.
Well, she's obviously not going to, like, go for a guy like that. And I don't mean that as an insult to the guy. I mean, look, I know my type. We all know our types. I'm not going to date some, like, sports fanatic because I don't like sports that much.
Well,
I'm going to go for, like, music
even
people, right?
Regardless of types and...
Well,
whatever.
Let me finish.
You never know
well,
who
hang on,
people
jocks
are
than
interested
I do
in.
Well,
nice
well, little, well, like, indie whiny boys.
Right. Well, let me just finish real fast. I mean, from a specific Right. Well, my point is just that you have these guys that are constantly like not even putting any thought into what they want out of a relationship at all. They just walk up and whine at a girl, and when she turns them down, they're like, girls are bitches. What
well,
the hell?
That's the thing. Like, supposedly these nice guys, like I've had a couple of male friends who seem to be like really nice friends, and right. then when they happen to ask me out, and I said very nicely and very... like very carefully choosing my words so as not to hurt their feelings. Every time I say, you know, you're such a great friend and I'm just not interested in dating you, they turn mean and they're like, well, there was something between us and you're ignoring it and you could have blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that's not really nice
Whoa.
To say to your friend.
Oh, not only that.
You know, that's not nice guy behavior at all.
Oh, that. Ooh, thank you for bringing that up, because this comes up to another important thing about picking it. If you want to convert a friendship into something with nudity, it takes a hell of a lot more finesse than just telling them, I think you're cute and I think we should date. It takes effort and subtlety and patience. You can't just like go up to the friend that you suddenly decided is hot and lay a Mac down on her and think he or she is just going to go, oh, you're right. I should be showing you my cock now, you know?
Well.
There isn't. You can do it. So, but, well, hang on. We're getting a phone call real fast. Let's see who this is.
Hello, theme party, Kill Radio. Can I help you? Hello?
Prank call.
Yeah, whatever.
Prank call.
Yeah, you
they
know
just
what?
Called to hear our voice.
I think they did. You want to roll with theme party.
If you want to hear our voice, listen yeah. to our radio program.
Yeah, we love talking to you. The point is, ladies, let me ask you a question. Do you agree with me that it is possible to convert? Someone's calling again. Let's see what they think about this. Ladies and gentlemen.
Why, hello, theme party.
Oh, you're there.
We are there. Who this?
Wait a second, this is some kind of time zone. You just said that 5 minutes ago, and now you're saying it again.
It's true.
And you're on the air at the same time.
It is true.
Oh my God, this is so weird.
Who is this?
Well, this is just some guy who had a comment to make about what you were just talking about. But are you on the air?
Hales, yes, drop your comment, Holmes.
Huh?
Drop your comment, Holmes.
Who? What? Comments, what?
Drop your communists. No, what do you have to say about our topic?
Is this some sort of baseball reference?
Oh, it is, in fact.
Am I on the air right now?
You're on the air right now.
God, that's bizarre, but I mean, like, how could I be on the air when I've been listening to the show for the past 5 minutes?
Because there's a time delay.
This is starting to sound hilariously like conversation from an airport phone. Let's,
I feel like I'm in a Kafka novel.
It is true, but beyond all that, what do you have to say?
What's your name?
Well, who is this, by the way?
What's that?
What's your name?
Well, you just call me JK.
Okay, I'm going to call you Rowling.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay, Rowling, what do you got to say?
Is that like some sort of new age medical procedure?
No, Harry Potter, JK Rowling. Go, tell
author.
Us what you have to say about pickups and...
Well, that thing about guys who you know, want to like suddenly lay it on the old female friend that line about, well... There was something and you were ignoring it.
Yes.
I mean, that is the lamest loser line. I mean, that's called wishful thinking / delusions of grandeur.
Thank you.
How so?
Yeah, well, what I just said was that I think that it is theoretically possible to make the friend-to-sex conversion.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm talking about the line that your lady DJ friend was talking described.
How do you recommend that the friend-to-sex conversion be handled?
Well, I'll tell you how it unwittingly happened for me more than once.
Yes, please do.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us the best example.
Whoops. I have a call coming in.
Ignore it.
Tell us. We have to know the answer.
No, it's very, very important because it's a Kill Radio DJ. Hold on.
All right, well, we're going to have to hang up now.
This obviously isn't how it happened.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, do not cock block yourself when you're trying to get ass. That is the first rule that we're going to teach you. Okay, hopefully he'll
call. If Theme Party is offering itself to you, you don't look at other radio shows.
Exactly. You don't talk to other DJs.
You keep your eyes on us.
Exactly my point. Let me ask a question, ladies. What do you think is a way to make the friend-to-sex conversion? Have you ever had it happen for you?
Wait, am I? Can you hear me? I have something to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, it can happen, but here's the key. The attraction has to be there from the beginning. And if it's not, then no matter what you do, no matter how subtle and crafty and well-orchestrated your thing is, it's not going to work. It has to be one of those friendships where you're both attracted to each other from the beginning, and maybe, you know, you might not
circumstances
know
conspired to keep
whether
you from dating.
She's, yeah, you might not know whether, you know, the attraction is mutual, but you just have to create a situation.
Hang
where
on. Hold that thought, because that's important advice, but I think we got another return call.
Yo, Rowling?
How'd you know it was me?
We just assumed, since we've received frequent calls from you, stalker. So anyway,
you called me a stalker?
It's true, I did.
No, wait, you have to explain this to me. How come I can't hear myself on the radio?
Oh, because there's a delay.
It doesn't matter.
There's a delay.
There's
a three-minute time delay.
Tell us. We demand satisfaction.
First of all, what is
the female DJ's name?
Kiss My Fist.
Her name is Kiss My Face?
Kiss My Fist.
DJ Kiss My
Kiss
Fist.
Kiss Her Fist?
That's right. Fist.
Face okay. is too soft.
Can I talk to her for a second?
Yeah, speak.
Well, you are talking to her.
Yeah, you're talking to her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so the thing about I don't quite agree with that statement that attraction has to be there from the beginning.
That was MC-17.
That was MC-17 that said that.
Why?
MC-17.
Okay.
She wants to know why you feel that
why
way.
Why not?
Because I think that oftentimes attraction can grow. In fact, this has been very much related to the way I said it's worked twice for me. And this story has a surprise ending. But, see, what I did is at the beginning of the friendship, I had the hots for them. And they were like, no. Right? They turned me down.
And you wore them down?
And then I just...
They or
I
she?
Forgot about it for years.
They were twins.
And as far as I was concerned, they were just friends. And I was psyched about that. I was like, God, I'm such an evolved male because I can have... friends, female friends who are just friends.
What do you look like?
I'm hideous.
I mean, maybe you got hotter really? Between when she initially turned you down and then, you know.
Yeah, did you get hotter?
Yeah, did you?
Wait.
Did you cut off that rat tail?
They want to know if you, like, happen. Did something, like, in the course of the tenure of your friendship. Like maybe you were kind of chubs and then you started working out every day. And you got, like, a tattoo that said, I love touching the clitoris, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you lose your man boobs?
I think those are pretty good ones, actually.
Well, what happened? How did you how did you make the conversion? And what was the conversion rate, anyway?
Well, first of all, you're going to think I'm a real jerk. Now, I kind of sort of basically turned them down. Or didn't quite take advantage of the situation.
Okay. Well,
so actually, you could say that I'm full of shit, and that
she
maybe
left
I'm just imagining
more.
It.
Well, is this a them or is this
a
she?
Get
I'm
to the
so
good
confused.
This is like watching porn with director's commentary. Take us to the end, man.
Oh, there's no great.
What was the surprise?
Yeah, what was the twist ending?
Oh, that I didn't go for it.
Okay, well, wait.
You like
the thing
two
is the key is just
friends.
Like forgetting about it and ignoring them and getting on with your life. I mean, that's an important ingredient to attracting women in general. Anyways, you have to kind of like
have
not
life,
be
yes.
not be emotionally and psychologically dependent on their existence or anything.
Well, obviously that's the
general
case.
Rule.
We're
yes,
assuming that people are like that
rule,
anyway,
exactly.
Except for the losers that we're talking to tonight. We're going to get back to this. If you have any more...
Why are you being mean to me?
Say what?
Say, why are you being mean to me?
Because you didn't send us a picture of yourself.
That's right. We're not being mean to you. We love you.
We have screeners.
What did you say? I didn't hear that.
We screen for attractive.
Yeah, Kyle MCDC is fishing for pictures. He said you have to email us pictures, but you don't have to listen to him. He's a bad influence on all of us.
Well, he's not my type, so stop trying.
Oh, burn!
Ooh. You're not mine, darling.
Okay, word. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Riley.
Okay, thank you.
Word. Bye.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, interesting non-advice, but a good story from Rowling. Thanks for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be like Rowling and worship us unconditionally, you can call us at 213-252-0998. But, you know, I have more pressing matters, and the pressing matters
I
are
like
this.
How he called MC-17 the lady DJ.
We only have...
Who's the lady DJ?
Well, the funny thing is, what you can't see out there in Radio Land is there is only one woman. She just has four heads. It's really creepy. and ate boobs. And that's not so creepy for me, that is. Anyway, let's talk more about the conversion of the mineral friendite into the ore sexatorium.
Yeah, I want to hear really quick. Yes. MC17 was about to share with us
the way
to do it.
Well, it's simple. Just create a situation where it would be very, very easy to hook up. You know, make a move, whatever, subtle or not so subtle, and see what happens. I mean, basically, when I said there needs to be attraction from the beginning, I mean, yes, attraction can grow, obviously. Mm-hmm. But basically, I mean, at least I think this way, and I think I speak for more than myself when I say that most women will put you either in the yes or no category from the beginning.
Guys,
you
do
can
it too.
Be in the yes
so
category.
If you're a guy, how will you know if the woman has put you in the yes category?
Well, you have to make a move. You can be in the yes category, but not like at the top of it. And then as you get to know each other, the attraction can grow. So if you think you have a shot, create the situation and see what happens. And that's the risk you take. And then if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But if it does, it could be better.
If you make the move and the woman or man, I mean, or yeah, doesn't go for it,
right,
then don't get all bitchy about it and just be like, okay.
Well, obviously, that's the key. Before we go to music, I want to ask a question. Is there a possibility of sort of a Guantanamo Bay level where it's not, where you haven't necessarily ruled them out, but you're not quite sure whether they are worth it or not? So it's like they're not either easy on the eyes, but they're kind of dumb.
Yes.
So you're waiting to see if they redeem themselves, or maybe they're really nice, but they're, you know, but if they worked out.
Yes. But to be honest, most of the time, those people, you might end up fooling around with them here and there or sleeping with them a couple times.
Well, that's the only goal we're talking about.
It won't blossom into anything.
The thing about getting together with friends is that you try to convince yourself sometimes, like, well, maybe I'll be attracted to this person. And you should never enter into something thinking maybe I'll be attracted to this person, because it's all a sham. It's like trying to convince yourself that you're attracted to someone is not the way to go about. I mean, we're all animals here, you know.
Well, conversely.
Especially me.
Hold that thought, because I do have one thing I want to say about this before we go to music. But here's another caller.
Theme party, can I help you?
I have a comment to make.
Okay, rallying. What's up?
But I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
Well, what's your comment?
Okay, comment is this. Don't be a fool. Don't spend years hung up on some, you know, secretly hung up on some friend. Because if it's years, then it's probably not going to happen. Sure. I don't know.
I agree. Good advice. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Don't park outside her house, right?
Don't park outside her house and don't drive past it creepily. Anyway, thank you, Rowling. We appreciate it.
Okay, Rowling. Thanks for calling. Here's one thing I'd like
goodbye.
To say. Conversely, thanks for the advice, Rowling. To add to what Kiss My Fist just said, conversely, a lot of times when you have an attraction for a friend, because you're already kind of close to them, there's a and because people are dumb about sex anyway, there's a tendency to want to ascribe like a higher meaning to the attraction you're feeling for them. I mean, nobody falls in love the first time they hook up, and that's true whether you've known someone for 5 years or whether you met them at the bar. But for some reason, whenever you're friends with someone and you hook up, or you want to hook up, you sometimes people want to invent this fantasy where it's like, I am in love with you. I will bear your children, even though I have no womb. I mean, it's ridiculous. No, I'm a man. I don't have a womb. The point is, if you and a friend are kind of attracted to each other, it's going to be just like any other hookup. You're going to go from being friends to making out. You're not going to go from being friends to being in love. That's my 2 cents. What do you guys think before we go to Kyle's Corner?
That's good. That sounds good.
Word. Well, when we come back from Kyle's Corner, we're going to talk about personal anecdotes of when we have failed to have game. Right now, of course, is our weekly segment, Kyle's Corner. I want to remind everybody before we go into this that if you want to be on our mailing list, send us an email at themeparty@gmail.com. We'll add you to it. Any song you hear tonight that you want to know the song title of, we're kind of bad about it, but we will be good about it again, posting it on our blog. But if you like a song and you don't know how to get it and you send us an email, I'll be nice enough to send you an MP3, or maybe Kyle MCDC or DJ Kiss My Fist will. And on that note, we'll have more about that later. Kyle MCDC, what's the first song in your set?
Everyone Is Totally Insane by the Dandy Warhols.
I love that song.
sometime and all at once, cause it seems that nothing stays the same, and certainly it's me. And nothing stays the same but me.
see me. Everything's too easy. Standing in the light field, standing in the light field, waiting for some actress, waiting for some actress to say, why won't you come over here? Why won't you come over here?
just to do your thing, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. So if you cannot take my
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
Theme Party Radio, everybody. That was Kyle's Corner.
Word.
I just played for you a whole lot of new music and then something so old but yet so new. I played for you a new Dandy Warhols, which is Everyone is Totally Insane, which
word.
I really like that song a lot. The new album is very drug album jammy, but that's a good one.
I have to, before you go any further, I think my mic needs to come up. There we go. Before we go any further with that, I want to agree with you that the new Dandy Warhols album has some really great melodies.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it really does just like 7-minute songs, unnecessary in 2005.
Well, it's a lot like their earliest album.
Yeah.
It's kind of a return to form for them in a way. But I really like them when they get down and they do their pop songs too. I think it's kind of a rebellion against them being perceived as a poppy band. But whatevs. That's a good song.
They need to have a talk with Radiohead about writing songs that are fun to listen to again. Radiohead, quit boring the shit out of me. Go.
That is a shame. The last Radiohead album was awesome.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
I'm going to put on some Radiohead songs later and we'll debate. Anyway.
We'll masturbate.
Second song, also a new one. It was called Juicebox by The Strokes.
No wonder my skin was vomiting.
No, it wasn't, because that was a good song. And everybody liked it.
I don't remember it.
Thank you.
I just remember my spine developing meningitis and polio at the same time. Ooh.
Anyway.
What was after that?
Then it was Trouble, which is maybe the last new Elliott Smith song you're going to get. He recorded for the Thumbsucker soundtrack. He was supposed to do all the songs on that soundtrack, but only got to that one.
Idiot.
Well, hopefully you don't hate Mama Cass, because that was the very last one I played.
No. I love Elliott Smith, and I love Mama Cass, and Mama Cass had a heart attack. Poor girl.
Yeah.
And it was called Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Such a good song. Featured.
It's a very good song. It was featured in last night's episode of Lost.
2 nights ago.
Wednesday.
We've been thinking about it so often. Because I'm very into Lost.
You know, now you guys got to get into Rome with me.
I don't have HBO.
I'll invite you over on Sunday.
Totes. Anyway, so this is the pickup program.
Word.
We've been talking kind of in general terms about pickups, but I'd like to hear some specific pickup stories from my crowd. Not just bad ones that have worked, that have not worked on you, but your own. I want to hear successful pickups you've done and unsuccessful ones that you wish
you
could take.
We're all looking at each other like, which ones would those be?
Oh, so you girls don't pick up anybody? Is that
successfully? I don't know.
I refuse to believe that. I can think of specific incidents with at least some of these girls
right
here.
On.
I have a good short one.
Yeah, let's hear
the
it.
Best pickup that I ever executed was probably, of course, it's Rowling.
We got to call. All right. Rowling, if this is you. What the
hell?
Well,
he stopped.
All right. Go.
Okay. It unfortunately ended up the guy wasn't so great, but the pickup was great.
Here we go. Phone call.
It's short.
I know, but the phone's ringing.
Do we pick it up?
No, we pick it up every time. Answer it.
Well, someone answer it.
Theme party.
pickups.
Yes, who's this?
Successful pickups.
Uh-huh.
You know who this is.
Oh, hi, Alan. So tell us. Tell us. What do you got?
Just today.
Okay. Kick it.
Okay. I'm in the sporting goods shop looking at checking out the jackets.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is in the middle of the daytime. Now, I have to just... This is my general. I could go on for hours.
Get to the pickup point. Start at the pickup.
Yeah, get to side boobs.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got her number.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, you skipped the pickup.
Huh?
Put your phone on vibrate.
It's always on vibrate, honey.
Right. So what happened? How did you step to her?
Okay. Let's see.
Rowling, as much as I love you, and I'm totally excited you're a fan of the show, we need to hear the
going into a little boutique.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I chilled out for a little while. I was still checking out the jackets.
Get to the pickup.
Yes, get to the pickup!
Well, I mean, all right, she's in the shop. I'm outside the shop. She's through the window. I can't remember. I don't think I knocked on the window, actually, but I caught her eye, and I gestured for her to come outside.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I don't waste time.
You know, sits on the phone.
Yeah, but such an ironic statement. Please, tell us the sweet.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Nothing. You'll hear it in like 3 minutes.
We've only got a couple of minutes here on Theme Party, then we have to go.
Well, then, you know, I just came outside, I laid it on her, and that's the story, man.
Okay. That was great. Did you touch your side boot?
Are you in Los Angeles, Rowling?
You don't touch it when you meet a woman.
Oh, you don't, but I'm
Rowling.
In fact, it's the first thing I do. I'm like, hi, I'm Ross Lincoln. Nice side boot.
Now, wait, are you on the bad advice show? Wait a second.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got to go. Rowling, thanks for your phone call. We appreciate it.
Hey, wait, I had a question for him.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Okay.
So continue with your story, MC17.
Okay, my best pickup ever was in college at a party.
I was
walking down the stairs. The Target was walking up the stairs. We had never, ever really had a conversation before.
The Target? Why not the Mark?
And I said, hello. And he said, hello. And we started making out on the stairs.
Nice.
Yeah. It was all in the hello, people.
Cut to the chase.
I got a good one.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, word. You'll have to tell that story. Okay, so anyway, we were all at the Roost. And I saw this girl sit in the corner, and she started making the googly eyes at me, and I was making the googly eyes at her. And after about half an hour, I confirmed that she was, in fact, checking me out, and it looked like she was going to leave. So I ran out and handed her a piece of paper that all it had was my email address and my website. And I was like, I don't want to creep you out by giving you my phone number or trying to get yours, but I think you're really, really foxy and super cute. So if I don't creep you out, read this and then email me if you want to hang out. And
that sounds like the pussy move you disavowed earlier.
No, it's not the pussy move. I totally went up and told her how it was and told her I didn't want to creep her out. And I said, read what I wrote. If it amuses you, let's hang out. And she wrote me the next day.
Can I have another
I went
quick
out
one?
With her for like 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Another quick one. This was a really good one. I forgot about this. There was like this super hot guy who worked in this coffee shop in New York where I was for spring break, my senior year of college. And so, actually, no, it was Christmas break.
Right on.
So, this is important to the story. So one day at the coffee shop, and I thought he was checking me out, but I wasn't sure. I left my number. I always ordered the same thing when I went in there, peppermint tea. So I put a little note in the tip jar. I found out his name from the schedule that was posted in the back that said John. It had my name and number, and then it just said in parentheses, peppermint tea. So then nothing happens. The week ends, and I go back to California to school, and I'm like, that sucked. Then my dad calls me at school about a week later, and he's like, hey, Anna, somebody named John with an accent called you. And I'm like, oh,
awesome.
Man. Then, cut to spring break several months later, I return to this coffee shop. He's still working. He sits down next to me and says, hey, you're the one that left your number in the tip jar. And I say, yes, I am. We start talking, and we ended up hooking up for the entirety of that spring break the next few weeks. And then I went back to school, and that was it. But
that's pretty hot. Anybody else got a good pickup in here?
Well, I have ones that I thought were funny, but apparently the pickup E was not amused. once I, we were at the we were at the stupid wine tasting at the Echo, and
the one that I almost showed up at.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was real drunk, and we were being really obnoxious. And I saw this guy who was cute, but he had a girl with him. But then I didn't see her for a while, so I was like, I was with Kyle MCDC, and I'm like, should I go up to that guy and ask for a piece of cheese off his cheese and fruit and bread plate? Mm-hmm. And Kyle's like, yeah, of course. So I go up and I'm like, hey, can I? Or I was like, hey, your date seems to have left you. And he's like, oh, it's just my. Oh, no, I didn't do that first. I walked up and I said, hey, can I have a piece of cheese? And he's like, sure. And he seemed surprised, but maybe pleasantly surprised.
Right.
So I took the piece of cheese, which was kind of, you know, when cheese has been sitting out for a while and it's kind of gross and like, it's like hard but sweaty. Well, hey.
Yeah, like your mom.
Yeah. So I ate the cheese, but then I didn't feel confident. So I'm like, I just kept going and I went to the bathroom.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what did I just do? Like, I just kind of swooped in, asked for the cheese, and then went to the bathroom.
Right.
And I was like, oh, duh, what did I just do? Like, so I walked back, and I was like, hey, again. And I was like, your date seems to have dumped you. And he's like, oh, no, that was just my friend. And then so I sat down and started talking to him. But I find that it's always fun to stun your prey before going in for the kill. Like,
right.
Just ask them something that'll confuse them, like, hey, are you a Bulgarian? Or how do you feel about communist art? That was a big one for us.
That's nice, actually.
Yeah, just ask them something that doesn't make any sense.
I like
that.
And then
just start up the conversation, you know? Because you really, the first sentence ultimately isn't going to matter. Like with MC17's hello, hello. Like, I mean, obviously, it wasn't the hello that did it. It was
the body.
It was just two bodies. When a body meets a body, going,
and they hug each other in a special way.
Rye.
A baby is created.
So it doesn't matter. So you just go up to someone and say, "Hey, can I have a piece of cheese?" Or do you like Bulgarian?
That's a good.
Art,
that's a good technique.
Art? Yeah,
I like
nonsense. Is my technique.
What works for me is. Not caring, first of all, you have to literally not care whether you get rejected or not. You have to build it up yourself up to it, because it's never personal. And obviously, if you're in a public place, do the are they making the googly eyes at me thing. Just walk up, say hi, or you know, make small talk. And have at least three jokes memorized, and not like cheesy vaudeville jokes, but just funny things that you can say to keep the conversation moving.
Walks into a bar.
But yeah, basically be funny and quick, you know?
Yeah, hey. Well, that's what I was...
Word.
Is this on?
It's on.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to tell... There was one that worked on me, which everybody already knows about, but I was impressed by it. You know, dude came up to me at the bar and said, I'll buy you a drink if you tell me your name.
I know who that was. That was Brian.
Yes, it was. And I was like, hey, that's incredibly uninvasive. He's not asking for my number. He bought me a drink and left me alone, which was rad. And then later on in the night, we ended up talking and he was really cool.
Well, that's so good. I like that.
See how
Yeah,
that
was smooth.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but that's the
I mean, no matter what, it's going to be like in some way forced and in some way like cheesy and
right.
nerve-wracking.
But the trick is to be relaxed about it. And never be creepy. Ever. Guys, seriously. Never, ever be creepy. And girls,
you know, some people don't know they're being creepy.
I think there's two tricks to it. And,
right.
First, you have to be, like, a kind of a normal person.
Word.
But then the second trick is confidence. DJ Awesome Ideas congratulated me on my pickup of him, and I do think that was probably my best one. Which was, you know, I'd met him once before, but then I saw him one more time and just talked to him with confidence the whole time, like kept a lot of eye contact.
No, that's right.
And just kind of treated it like an eventuality. Like, you know, when I was looking at him while he would talk about I don't know what, I would just be thinking I'll be making out with you later. And
did you just
kind of came across? And then at the end of the night, I'm like, let me give you my number. And he put it into his phone. And said, let me give you mine. And I said, I'll have it when you call me.
My pickups are always non-creepy. Like, hey, you want to come back and look at photos of stuff? And then we wind up making out. So But
well,
like,
that's different to get there. Yeah, but well, that's different than the because that's like you're already hanging out and then you're
we're kind of talking ish and then I'll be like,
okay, I've decided though about photos. Photos is the new
etchings.
Like, photos is the new first move instead of like, I'll give you a back rub. It's like the new thing. It's like, come into. Do you want to see a photo album? Can I show you something? And then that leads into making out.
Right, but it worked once. It worked with one guy, but not with another. Mm-hmm. We all know who it didn't work with.
we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah, but right. I think I've been hearing stories lately about people hooking it up via a photo album. You know,
such evasive straight people.
Well, the rules are a little bit different because we don't speak the...
Because we don't understand each other.
You know, what I like to do is just walk up to a girl and go, when your man's not treating you like he used to, I kick in like a turbo booster.
Oh, wait! I gotta say...
Don't worry, hold tight, girl.
The nicest and most heart-wrenching pickup I ever got was from a ex-gang leader.
Wow.
I was in the rainbow, as I was wont to do when I was 19. Every weekend, every Saturday, me and Lemmy from Motorhead, hanging on the stairs, you know, kicking it on the smoking stairs.
Oh, my Lord.
And anyway, so there was this real, like, burned out guy with dreads who we started talking to. And then it came out he used to be a gang leader, and then he said he now, like, works with the LAPD, like, with gangs and, you know, acting as a go-between to try to, like, get, like, peace negotiations between gangs. And so I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I was just making conversation with him. And then he asked me out later in the evening, and I was flattered, but I don't want to go out with a gang leader burnout, obviously. And I said, oh, you know, I have a boyfriend. And and he said, what's wrong with that?
No, I shouldn't have said it quite so disdainfully. That's just like an old standard. I have a boyfriend.
Because it works.
It could be true.
Cool.
I mean, you can't fight that. You can't be like, I have a boyfriend. And he said to me, he's like, I bet he's some jerk who doesn't appreciate you. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, if I did have a boyfriend, I'm thinking, if I did have a boyfriend, he'd be absolutely right. So I was like, wow, it touched me in this like weird way. I was like, oh, aww. No. And I felt kind of like, I felt really a little depressed after that. I was like, yeah, he's a gang leader, but I feel like he would really appreciate me as the full DJ Kiss My Fist, not just part of DJ Kiss My Fist. But too bad he was a burnout who couldn't form like two sentences together.
He formed the two writing sentences.
Yes,
I guess.
Right on.
It was unbelievable. I don't know. It struck me, but that was a melancholy, beautiful moment in my life.
I have a horrible pickup once.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually a witness to it and an unwitting participant in it. In 1992, still living in Tulsa, 18 years old, I was friends with this really lame guy from of all places, Florida, which seems to be the producer of lameness in this country. His name was Jonathan, and he was like sort of a punk rock wastoid. Anyway, one day we go to the thrift store, Quality Thrift in Tulsa, and we're wandering around, and he sees these two girls, Christine and Laura. And I know this because I ended up dating Christine for like 4 years, but that came like later. Point is, he sees them and he's like, and he grabs me as though he's a like junkie in need of a fix. And he's like, progressive girls, we have to talk to them. So he kind of skulks around following them.
Progressive girls.
Hey, look, it's an early 90s thing. Monica knows what I'm talking. DJ from Roseanne knows what I mean.
You gave away my alias, yo.
Sorry, DJ from Roseanne, but you know what I'm talking about, though. You know what the term progressive meant in the early 90s, late 80s. So,
different and alternative.
Precisely. It was alternative before people started using that ridiculous term. The point is, he walks over to them, and he starts like making the most ridiculous small talk ever, and it's obvious that they're totally not falling for it. And then he grabs a dress from the dress rack and starts shoving it down his pants in front of them.
and starts bragging about how he's going to shoplift, and I'm
yeah. dress for yourself.
No, no, it's not just that. One of them goes, "Why are you shoplifting from a thrift store?" And at that moment,
it's like right now, a poor person isn't eating because of you.
Yeah, no, it was like if you could emasculate somebody as a samurai would do it. That's what just happened. It was great. It was like watching someone go, "Oh, bonsai!" You know, and his head rolled into a basket.
I mean, I love shoplifting as much as the next person, but I don't use it as a pickup. Like,
well, neither
to
would
impress
I.
a girl.
Look, I told you he was from Florida.
Or
okay?
guy.
Oh, I forgot about the Florida part. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh.
Floridians are weird.
Yeah, don't try to, like, false impress somebody. Unless you're an extreme sports guy and you're at the extreme sports event, chances are proving your prowess in some way is not necessarily...
Oh, you're a fencing champion.
At a fencing event.
Yeah.
Because if you're just at, like, a party and you've brought your foil with you, or your rapier, your EP...
Your rapier.
I always bring my rapier with me, but... oh, my Lord. Well, I think it's time for some music.
I think so.
And when we come back, we'll have much more to talk about, and then the show will be over. Now, as always, I like to give some plugs around this time in the hour, and I'm going to do it now. So the plugs I'm going to give you right now, you should all write down. First, as stated earlier in the hour, you can join our mailing list by sending us an email at themeparty@gmail.com. That's themeparty@gmail.com. Or you could go to our MySpace profile, which is myspace.com/themepartyradio. Also, you should check out ostrichink.com. That's ostrich like the bird, ink like the writing substance, .com. There you can read some of the best writing in Los Angeles. It's literally nonfiction from a cracked lens. Life in L.A. presented in a way that you don't normally read about. And some of the best up-and-coming writers in the city. And it's sort of the sister publication of Theme Party, so I like to give it a plug all the time. In the next few weeks, there's some pretty cool events coming up. In particular, we're going to have Luna from Sexuroba. She's got a solo project coming out. Sexuroba is a band that we played frequently on our show. She's agreed to be our guest. So she's going to be here on the show on the 14th.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, she'll be our guest on the 14th. I expect all Theme Partyans to be here. We'll be sending more information about that as the time comes. We also got some more musical guests planned in the next few weeks, including Jose Premise, who's returning after a summer show. We're going to try to have Audra May appear on the show again, and many, many others. In addition, and this is what I'm most happy about, normally we don't get to do the last show of the month, but as it turns out, Critical Mass Radio is now on Saturdays. As a result, Friday nights still belong a Theme Party. We will be back next Friday night, 9:00 Pacific Standard Time. And now, that said, you can IM us at Theme Party Radio. Give us a call at 213-252-0998. And now I'm going to play a song by Dubstar, the lamented and late band that I loved so much. They broke up in the about 2000. This is a B-side from their album. I don't even remember the name of the album. It's been so long. It's a B-sides compilation is the point. Dubstar is the name of the band. More information about them to follow.
Walking every street, the bars you once frequented. I've searched the phone book. There's nowhere left to look. And hope that you'll be
before you know Brainos, same old potatoes, noodle Prego, bunch of Lamos, John Stamos, work to Gandhi, mama loves the blondies, Swedish model mommies, call me Amuhaji.
It's Abo!
I rock through sea sun like Commando, Walkman on blast, Air Max and a Tango.
Real music come from a cosmic beam, take over your mind and make your soul clean. Party people around the world, we love you, and put no material thing above you. Real music come from a cosmic beam, take over your mind and make your soul clean. Party people around the world, we love you, and put no material thing above you.
I do the Nissan, the RoboCop, the Roger Rabbit, avid consumer of boom, got to have it. Girls like the way I push Baba Ganoush, Aretha Franklin, working the ankle in. Rappers are dangling, tangling from my pubic hair, I'm jangling. Nuts act to butt, crack them nice beat. Girls think I'm feisty, like my rice spicy, cause they get lively, Aretha vibey. Tell me what you told my boy, Bobby T timing. Dude, you ain't rhyming. I feel like Donovan with a vagina, man. Your fat head steady climbing. Dawn, Duncan, Simon, and Simon catch a realignment. Like a chiropractor, but it's the broken nose, black eye factor. For your fine china, silk napkin, laughter.
Walk with me, talk with me. I'll be your Captain Kirk and you can spark with me. Yo, walk with me, talk with me. I'll be your Captain Kirk and you can be Mr. Spark with me. Real music come from a cosmic beam. Take over your mind, make your soul clean. Party people around the world, we love you, and put no material thing above you. Real music come from a cosmic beam. Take over your mind, make your soul clean. Party people around the world, we love you, and put no material thing above you.
It's a beautiful world
for you.
It's a beautiful world
for you.
Yeah, theme party. Work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Without any further ado, we're going to wrap things up in a second. But first, let me tell you what we just heard. And I'll say that again. What we just heard, I could never make it on the news. Devo, Beautiful World. Before that, Fathead, some new hip-hop that I just discovered. Ill. It's fantastic. I love it. Song was called Cosmic Beam. Before that, The Idle Race.
Deaf.
Yeah, it was deaf.
It was dope.
It was fucking deaf. It was ill. We need to bring deaf and ill back.
Chill,
no, we did
too.
Say fresh.
Yeah, it was fresh.
But no, fresh.
It was deaf, dope, I can't, and chill. And yeah,
ill.
I can't say fresh without ill. Feeling like a dill hole. So I am going to say fresh is like something that like the rich college people I knew who didn't actually listen to hip hop, but
and
they
fierce.
Had like, they didn't actually like rap, but they had like that.
Will Smith.
Well, no, they liked Tribe
like
Called Quest. No, they liked Tribe Called Quest, which is a good band, but it was
the
only rap group that they had. They liked. So they would be like, you know, Q-Tip is like universally known as one of the best rappers ever. And I'm just like, are you telling me this because...
It's like Encyclopedia? What?
Yeah.
What? Dictionary.
Yeah. Exactly. And
professor told me that the most legitimate rapper is Q-Tip.
I know.
He probably
And at the time, that wasn't true. At the time that someone told me this, I was like... Actually, Tupac is more respected as
no,
a...
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Vanilla Ice, because, you know...
No, not in this room, but let's be honest. Tupac was much more respected as a...
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He
okay,
was
not popular. Where I was.
Tupac was considered a genius. I'm not saying Tupac's better than Q-Tip, but Tupac was...
more popular, I would say.
He was more popular, but the people I knew respected Q-Tip more.
I agree with that. All
Q-Tip
I'm saying is... saying that Q-Tip is universally respected as a great rapper by people who like underground rap. Tupac was... constantly called a genius by every hip-hop magazine in the country. That's all I'm saying. Look, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that it was proof they didn't listen to rap at all. And the point is, Tribe Called Quest are excellent. Fathead are also excellent. Before that, we heard The Idle Race, which is the band that Jeff Lynne from...
Jeff Lynne was in before...
Before he was in ELO.
Before he was in the move.
That's right.
Before ELO.
Right, Jeff Lynne. Before he was Jeff Lynne, of course, the only
and before way before the Traveling Wilburys.
Right,
way.
Jeff Lynne, it was no what didn't just used to be the guy that fucked up everyone's album by overproducing it. He used to be a musical genius. He found it and made ELO perfect. Before that, he was in a group called The Move, and before that, he was in the Idle Race.
Awesome.
And they
and
are
he
awesome.
Knew evil
you
women.
Often hear
he did knew evil Lynne. And we opened the set up with a song by Dubstar, one of my favorite bands from the 90s. They broke up in about summer of 2000. Musical differences, the female lead singer later went on to form a band called Client.
The lady singer?
The lady singer. Dubstar were great because they were sort of like a synthy, you know, dreamy pop band influenced equally by the Pet Shop Boys and the Smiths. But yet you can't really tell unless you hear their B-sides. And that song was called I Left a Friend, which wears their Smiths influences on its sleeve. Today was our pickup show, and I think we've learned a lot. I really do. I believe this. I believe we've changed lives tonight. Don't you guys think so?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to reiterate a couple of valuable lessons to the people out there who... I'm not suggesting theme party listeners have this problem. I know that theme party listeners are the smoothest and best people on Earth. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, precisely.
Oh, but...
What?
Oh, I just have to say one bit of advice.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is to pick out that special someone
right.
is, of course... Go to their house with a boombox and stand on their lawn.
Oh, yes.
No, that's creepy.
God, no.
Okay. No, yeah.
Unless you're John Cusack and you're hot.
Serenade them.
Yeah, let's actually...
Serenade. Or bring a small
like
chamber
in,
group to the lawn.
No,
I've been serenaded at Taco Bell.
Or burn part of the lawn like in American
right.
Beauty.
No, yeah, you know what? Let's talk
do
about...
anything.
Let's talk about John Cusack and specifically Lloyd Dobler for a second because this
he
is what you...
women.
There is no... worse role model for the men of America who consider themselves quote nice guys unquote than to follow the example of Lloyd Dobler and say anything. First of all, that movie kind of sucks.
Oh
you,
yeah.
You want me to write the sequel?
Sucks.
They go to England and after 3 months they break up because she's an upper class twat or wannabe and he's a working class dude. She's going to meet some cute British guy in college and totally go for it. And he's going to be hanging out at the pub and hook up with some skinhead girl. That's how it's going to end. That it's not very romantic. Plus, who knows that they want to be in love forever at 18? What the hell's wrong with Cameron Crowe? He knows better. But to continue, the other thing that's wrong with it is that movie is fucking creepy. And I literally know three different girls who have been psycho-stalked by guys
who referenced the Lloyd Dobler standing in front of Diane's court's yard holding a boombox playing that horrible...
Hey, man, I was doing it before that movie came out, so...
Stalker.
I wasn't right. referencing that movie at all.
You were, like, in grade school doing
right
that?
Right on.
I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, man, I go on some kid's lawn with a boombox that's playing... The Pointer Sisters.
Right on.
I'm Jump for My Love.
Jump for My Love. And on the playground, and I'm like, this song makes me think about you.
You guys are creepy, creepy, creepy.
Let's you play Jax.
Right. Well, anyway, I think that the last bit of advice we can impart to you is this. Do not emulate Lloyd Dobler in any way, shape, or form. The second last, have confidence. Step up like you mean it, and don't take it personal. Period. Never take it personal. A girl rejects you. That's all. I mean, would you beat up a guy who didn't give you a job? No. Okay, I would. But that's a completely different thing. And really, that's all I got. I think now's
that
as good
much
as...
That sums it up.
Yeah, that sums it up. Yeah. Don't be a creep. We didn't get a chance to talk
don't
about creeps.
Don't stalk a girl into a Sephora, for fuck's sake, which happened to me. Especially if you look like Mr. Potato Head
right.
and I'm way out of your league. And I don't have that high opinion of myself.
Exactly. Look, yeah, we
you
didn't...
could do better than Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, I could do way better.
She could. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about this. I wish we'd spent more time devoted to it. But the thing is, there are guys out there who seem to mistake, having a decisive personality, or seem to mistake creepiness with having a decisive personality. The one thing that you don't want to be is a creep.
Oh,
creepiness
one more thing.
Is. Let me finish. Oh. Creepiness is like an STD that affects you and all of your male friends. If you're the creep in a group of friends, and you go with them to a party and creep a couple of girls out, everyone you came there with is now tainted by creep, and it's not very nice. And I want to know what you girls think. How can you tell somebody who's a creep to stop being a creep? No, if your friend is a creep, like say I was friends with someone who's a creep, and I was wanting to tell them, look, dude,
tell them you're scaring girls.
You just gotta be blunt,
right,
guys?
But can I share one?
Yeah, go for
last
it.
Piece of advice.
Shoot.
If a girl happens to make eye contact with you in a bar, it doesn't mean she's in love with you.
Of course not.
It just so happens that your eyes have to look at something. So if you happen to accidentally make eye contact with someone, it isn't love.
That's why I recommended earlier that the eye contact googly eyes thing has to go on for at least a half an hour, 45 minutes. You have to have multiple...
It's not a glance.
You have to make sure.
It's not even necessarily that long, but just make sure it's unmistakable that you...
Bingo.
Yeah.
Multiple times they look at you and make eye contact with you.
A glance is not love.
No, yeah, one eye contact is not enough. Five or six might be enough. Anyway, on that note, we're going to leave. Next week, we will be back. And like I said, on the 14th, we do have Luna from Sexuroba as our musical guest. And now I'd like to leave you with a final song. And
good night, people.
That final song is by Junior Senior. It's from their new album. I hope you enjoy it. Cheers.
Let's go! Hip hop and Lula, she's my baby. Heard it all before and it's driving me crazy. But look what I found, just lying in the street. A little piece of rhyme in the middle of a beat. I took me down to the parallel city where the music's loud and the boys are pretty. Wanna go, I really wanna go. But excuse me, honey, I'm late for the show. Nobody told us exactly where to go, go, go.
Hello, dolly, pardon my French. We've been looking for a guy with a monkey wrench. Hey, talking trash into a can, onto a record, and then you can dance.
cause she keep us awake. A teen girl's wick whack their behinds, giving us the chills up and down our spines. Don't wanna be polluting the airwaves. Send shockwaves down your spiral staircase. We mix it up, musically adored. Too much good stuff out there to ignore.
Cause there's too much good stuff out there to ignore. Cause there's
too much good stuff out there to ignore.
Thank you, ladies and germs. And good night. That concludes Theme Party.